We are all familiar with the prayer which begins, "I confess," often just called the Confiteor. It is frequently recited at the beginning of Mass. In this prayer, we each confess to God and to one another that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Then, by physically striking our breasts, we acknowledge, "Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault." This triple mea culpa is a declaration that I am at fault, I am guilty, I have grievously sinned. By physically striking the place of the heart, we symbolize our striving to impress that conviction on our hearts. We know it is possible to acknowledge ourselves to be sinners without really believing what we say, without really believing that we do sin. The beating of the breast reminds us that our words must also be a conviction of our hearts. St. Luke, in his account of the crucifixion and death of Jesus, tells us that when all the people who had gathered for the spectacle saw what had happened, they went home beating their breasts. Here today, we stand beneath the crucifix. And if we truly understand the significance of the event it recalls, we too will seek God's mercy. In the parable, which we heard in today's Gospel passage, a cry for mercy emanated from the heart of the tax collector. He beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." St. Luke did not record all of Jesus' parables. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he chose those parables and episodes from the life of Jesus, which he decided would convey the central message of the Gospel. Why then did he choose the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector? And to whom did he address it? Scholars tell us that it would be a mistake to think that it was told merely against the Pharisees, as part of Jesus' often disagreement with their religious attitudes. In fact, the truth of St. Luke's purpose is somewhat shocking. He deliberately reported this parable to provoke a reaction from those to whom he addressed the gospel. That was his Christian listeners, especially those who had grown secure in their own sense of righteousness. It is also addressed to those who today might be described as practicing Christians, but who have become self-sufficient and perhaps even proud of their religious observance. By this parable, St. Luke inquires of each of us as to the disposition of our hearts. He challenges us to ask if the prayerful words of our lips are also the convictions of our hearts. The parable first presents us with the Pharisees. There is no doubt but that he was a good living individual. That which he said about himself was true. He was not grasping, unjust, adulterous. He was not like the tax collector who was involved in sordid business transactions. He did fast twice a week and he paid his religious dues. In the judgment of many, he was a fine, upstanding member of the community. So what was his error? He went to the temple to pray to God, but in reality, he prayed to himself. Pope Francis said of this Pharisee, "Instead of having the Lord before his eyes, he has a mirror," and with much self-satisfaction declares, "I am not like the rest of mankind, and particularly that I am not like this tax collector here." Beating his breast humbly before God is out of the question. He has no need for mercy. He is self-sufficient. The Pope suggested that although the Pharisee knew the way to the temple, he had lost the way to his heart. And as a result, he didn't truly love God and clearly demonstrated contempt for his neighbour in the person of the tax collector. His love was self-love. Note that he asked nothing of God other than the recognition of his self-made virtue. His prayer was a pretense. The tax collector, on the other hand, stood far off, not even daring to raise his eyes to heaven, and expressed his deep awareness of his sinfulness. He had no illusions about himself. His lifestyle was dishonest. Not only that, but given the complexities of his sinful situation, he seemed unable to extricate himself from it. Perhaps at times we can find ourselves caught in such a situation. Jesus' attitude towards the tax collector, who stood in the temple with empty hands, totally dependent on God's mercy, we too should find encouraging and consoling. Reflecting on this parable, Pope Francis has said something really quite amazing. He said, God has a weakness for the humble. Before a humble heart, God throws open his heart. Whereas pride compromises every good deed, negates every prayer, and creates a distance from God. Indeed, that was the note on which Jesus concluded his parable. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Lord, you alone see into the depths of our hearts. As we stand before you, grant us the gift of humility, that we may see our own sins clearly and refrain from judging our neighbour. Amen.